Without wasting any time, I think I'd like to do some comments before we start. This exercise which I'm going to do at the moment is just an ordinary exercise like others of oversight. The reason why we called you here sometimes back, if I recall well, it was on a, 18, it was on an 18 to 19 of May, we had a visit, we were visiting different provinces. The purpose of visiting, it was an oversight. And we are a select committee on public services. Under it, we do have a human segment, transport, and public works. And I wanted to highlight something before we continue, that here with us, we are in multi-party. Were from different parties. I want you to acknowledge that. I know that I'm supposed to give an opportunity to introduce yourself so that we know the other better. But I wanted you to know that, that we're a multi-party. And I'll come after. And give an input. Before I give an input, I'll request my colleagues, members of parliament, to introduce themselves so that we know each other in this building. I'll start from my right.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mbuyiselwa Jacobs, member of this committee, and the whip of this committee representing the Free State.
Thank you. I'm Mabija Lebohane, representing Limpopo Province and a member of this committee.
Sanbonani, I'm Priscilla Temba, a member of this committee representing Mpumalanga, the beautiful province.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Herman Groenewald, representing the Northwest Province and also a member of the committee.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dirk Fjordman, member of the committee, Gauteng.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Zola Mlenzana, member of the select committee representing the province of the Eastern Cape in the MCOP.
Good morning, Papi Rasiriti Johannes Tau. Member of the select committee representing the ANC Northern Cape.
Masibonge Mzwakati, I'm the committee clerk.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and members of the committee. My name is Norman Mugwena, I'm the MEC for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in Mpumalanga.
Thanks, Chairperson, for the opportunity. My name is Kosum Kondo. I'm the executive mayor of Ihlanzeni District Municipality.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Selby Kumaro, the deputy executive mayor of Ihlanzeni District Municipality.
Honorable Chair members, my name is David Mastawa. I'm the head of Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in Mpumalanga.
Honorable Chair and members, my name is Hugh Mbata, the Municipal Manager for Ihlanzeni District Municipality.
Chair, the name is Tebogo Kubeka, Technical Director at EDM, Ihlanzeni District Municipality.
Sipho Tibane from Ihlanzeni District Municipality, IDP Manager.
I'll give it to other people who are right inside here to introduce themselves. From PMG.
Morning,
everyone. My name is Arthur Kwanza. Thanks. Okay. Let me give the short input about the purpose of this meeting. The purpose of this meeting, as I've indicated, it is an ordinary oversight like other oversight. When we visited Mpumalanga on the 18th and 16th of May, we had a serious problem, and which led us to request you to come here. Let me explain a bit, maybe some of the procedures. In terms of our line function, I'll put an example. Towards the budget vote and towards the strat plan, if we request the department to come, we expect the minister to lead. If the minister is not available, we expect the deputy to lead. If the deputy minister is not available, we expect the director to lead. If three of them are not present, normally we send them back because it seems they undermine us. And in your case, Honorable MEC, actually, you shouldn't be here. The reason why we requested all of you to come here is that we wanted people to get a clear message and also to make a differential, because there is a thing which is happening. Like here in Parliament, we're having a lot different of select committees. The line function also, the people who are responsible also to call you, it's corporate governance. We're not corporate governance. As I've explained what is our line function. People, and also I'll appeal to the members, when we ask questions, we must be specific on what is concerning our line function. And the thing which happened when we arrived in Mpumalanga, we sent a message to the office of the mayor, district mayor, for the courtesy call. It was not an ordinary courtesy call. Actually, we wanted to interact in terms of the protocol. We wanted to interact with you so that you take us on board before we go to the other sections, or before we go to the ground. Unfortunately, we were deviated. Instead of being taken to the office of the district mayor, we were deviated to the office of Mbombela. And while we were in Mbombela, nobody came. We wanted to request that in future, if a mayor or executive is not available, may you please try to delegate a person to come and meet with us. Unlike the embarrassment, and we were so lucky because there were no person from the media side, because that one was going to be headlines in the media. So the select committee felt that we'll be not doing justice for not maybe jumping you to not interact with us. So that is the reason why we requested you to come here and do the very same thing which we're supposed to have done in the province. So that is the really, really main reason why we called you. And also, I wanted to clarify something, that even in Western Cape, even to any province, if similar thing happen, we'll do the same. Because the perception now, which is circulating, is that as if you are biased, we don't want to call Mpumalanga because of 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, of which I want to go to details. No, it's not that the case. We treat everybody the same. Oversight is oversight in terms of our line function. That's why we requested you to come here, because you were owing us something. You never take us on board on some of the issues, so that we can be empowered when we discuss, when we debate here in Parliament, we'll be in the position to be equipped to defend what we know instead of defending what we don't know. And as I indicated to you, MEC, that we are very much happy because you are here, so that you can maybe assist us as well. But the target was to get the mayor and his and her office maybe to come and account. Without wasting any time, I'd like to welcome Prince Uzulu, who's also Umdwana Uzulu. Are you going out, Umdwana?
Yes,
Lord. Oh. Umdwana Uzulu is representing KZN, is also a member of the committee. Then I'll give it to you. I was just making an outlining some of the issues, that don't be surprised about this. Because also, before I give it to you, there are things which we have learned in bargain. We saw some things which are a little bit horrible. We're supposed to take you on board. And we were there. There is a bridge between Ganyamazane and Binari, which was damaged. And with that bridge, there was a debate that who's owning it, whether it must be repaired by the province or it must be repaired by the local municipality, it must be repaired by national, because you were not there. We didn't have answers. We went to ENAS in the area called Emafambisa. It's horrible, horrible. Illegal connections, wires are just on like this. And we were told that there were kids, and stock, which died already because of that illegal connection. And people, they don't distance themselves. They said, yes, we have connected, because these people are putting electricity. They don't come to us. They put one section electricity. They never put electricity in the other side. And we believe that if you were there with us, or if you deployed somebody with us, it was going to be easier for us maybe to get an amicable solution. And also we went to Block A, if I'm not mistaken. Even there, whereby there was a motor which is pumping water, which was stolen and everything. There's no water, there's nothing. So these are some of the things. So those were some of the things which we wanted to highlight. But members are still coming. Maybe you'll hear more from them. I'll request you maybe to take us on board then, over to the municipality. Sorry.
Yeah, Chair, before that, I think it's proper that we get an apology from the mayor of Ehlanzeni District municipality for her absence when we were at Mpumalanga. In fact, we were very much disappointed, and we thought we were undermined, because there were pre-arrangements that were made that we should meet the mayor. And for without any explanation, there was nobody to meet us. And we felt as a committee that we were undermined. That's why you are here. Maybe before we get the presentation, we could just get that clarity and apology.
Mr. Honorable Mlenzana.
Thank you, Mr. President. I understand what Honorable Whip is raising, but one would want to put it the other way around. Maybe if you premise it by saying one would need an apology, it's as if there is a preconceived, kind of an arrangement that there has to be an apology. But maybe if we could get an explanation, not necessarily an apology, so that if then they, as the municipality, want to apologize based on their explanation, they may apologize. Or if they do not see the need to apologize, then they may explain. I wanted Chairperson to put it like that, and I want to echo what you as the Chairperson are saying, and would appeal to the meeting that we treat this session as that session which was supposed to have sat there, avoiding a situation where we take more hours of the day deliberating on an issue, because should we have been there, it would have taken us just a snap of our time and then would go out as we did. So I would appeal that we do the same even here, that we don't have on issues for the whole thing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let's get from the members. If any member wants to say something, they can respond. Any member? If none, let me see.
Well, let me first take this opportunity to thank the Honourable Chairperson and the other Honourable members of the Select Committee that I've heard the views expressed this morning very, very strong to ourselves, and I'm the leader of that delegation, and by the way, we're responsible for this area of work. And I think that what one could summarize, having heard the expression in the meeting, is that you'd want us to take you seriously, because also for you to be able to do your oversight work, there's got to be information exchange. You've got to meet the people at senior level to engage with them, decision makers in the different institutions. We gladly accept that. I think what could then also say is that having heard you, how strongly you feel about the visit that nearly could not happen on the date explained by the chair. In May, I, on behalf of the delegation, would like to sincerely tender our sincere apology for not making that visit by the Select Committee as meaningful and engaging as possible. We want to sincerely tender our apology. I don't think, we must go into explaining why matters happened in the manner in which they happened. We've got an explanation to make, but I don't think at this stage it's really important. Safe to say that we do take you serious. The reason that we are here, and the delegation is led by the MEC, the chair just correctly said that you wanted the district leadership to be here. But we felt you're raising important issues, and that's why, as a collective in the province, we felt that all of us must put our heads together and fly to Cape Town to meet with yourselves. We do take you seriously. We'll ensure that we will address the glitches of coordination, because the matter was merely about coordination. It was not about any other thing else. I think between the two offices of the district and the cabinet, and the Select Committee Secretariat, I think the miscommunication happened at that level. But there's nothing untoward about our inability to show up at the meeting in Mpumalanga. And I think we must apologize to yourself. Now, that being cleared, we've packaged a joint presentation
of the work that we're doing as government, which we want to table to you. If you allow, Chair, I will proceed to brief the committee.
Okay. Before maybe I allow you to proceed, let me give it to members. Mama, Honorable Mabitsa.
According to the to what the MEC, Honorable MEC has said, I should think that is quite enough for us to accept the apology and proceed with the meeting for them to present what they have.
Thank you. MEC, your apology is taken. Let us give you an opportunity maybe to give us your input.
Thank you very much again, Chairperson and honorable members of the committee. Our presentation is likely to be 20-25 minutes. We've been asked to look at issues related to service delivery in the two areas under the respective municipality, and that is Mombela and Nkomazi. Secondly, to brief the committee about our state of readiness for the 2010 Soccer World Cup in Mombela. Now, the background to our presentation is that the committee would be aware that a week or two sooner than we were elected as the executive, the province was marred by service delivery protests. Underlying those service delivery protests was they were characterized by violence, by incidences of loss of life in some instances. So we then had a discussion following those service delivery protests. Myself, the Premier, and the Minister, who then agreed that he would dispatch a team. We should be a combined national and provincial team to do an assessment in all the municipalities. To date, I think we have lost about 84 man days during the service delivery protests. However, a team came to the province following those spate of service delivery protests. They went into municipality by municipality in all of our 18 local municipalities. We are basically assessing issues of governance, financial management of service delivery and infrastructure and LEDs. Just a brief background on the findings of the task team was that we did establish that there was ineffective public participation and communication between members of the public and public representative, and that social distance was established, that in part was a problem between public representatives and the people we seek to address their issues, but also that there was lack and poor implementation of performance management system in our different municipalities, or at least in some of them, and lack of monitoring system for implementation of council resolution, which impacted negatively on good governance and as well as the relationship between council and communities. There was dysfunctional IGR structures and also even more acutely high vacancy rates in our different municipalities. And financial management issues, the supply chain management policies and regulations were not adhered to, were deliberately undermined in some instances. But many of our municipalities, because our provinces would know, it was characterized by former homeland. So as a result, we have our municipalities which have limited revenue basis. Some municipalities have got credit policies. They don't follow them up to the latter, and so issues of revenue enhancement initiatives are not followed up and contributing towards poor fiscal viability. And because of the situation that many of our municipalities come from historically those homelands, And we will show that some of these municipalities are grant-reliant. But making the problem even more complicated was these issues of incorrect data billing systems. I know now that in Tabachwewu and in Lekwa, for an example, that matter of incorrect billing system has led to people withholding their payments of rates as a result of this particular challenge. Audit and risk management structures were not functional, and in other municipalities were non-existent. And that there is so much institutional irregularities and corruption in the system because of the collapse of the financial controls. A brief synopsis of service delivery infrastructure issues as a result of municipalities relying more on grant and unable to collect revenue. Municipalities are not able to attract the relevant capacities, for an example, technical expertise, planners, among other CFO and people in finance. Now, that in itself leads to lack of progress with regard to issues of service delivery, and as a result, you have serious infrastructure backlogs. But also, we have a situation where there's incomplete infrastructure projects at different areas in housing, in roads, and electricity. And also characterized by poor workmanship where we have had those infrastructure on the ground. But also acutely was the problem of non-availability of land for township development. It's acute in specific areas. Just last week, the president visited Dipalising for the second time in 12 months. One of the key issues there is the lack of land for the municipality to able to settle people. Fortunately, the Department of Public Works has come on board to resolve that particular challenge in the policy. Poor spatial planning, still perpetuating your old township and former town mentality because our planning is not integrated in a way. But also lack of alignment between the expenditure on MIC against actual implementation of project, and the point that we will amplify to later on in the presentation. On LEDs, our participation and involvement of key stakeholders initiative on LEDs is not embraced by municipalities. For an example, we don't bring organized business on board and traditional authorities. This sector in our province is an important sector, the traditional leadership. Our LED strategies and implementation plans have not been formulated, and in municipalities where it exists, it's not implemented. The development and implementation of strategic plans by three spheres of government aimed at stimulating economic development are not coordinated. So things happen in silos. The next slide speaks to areas of capacity to enable us to deliver services. And here we've looked at the vacancy rate and performance agreements signed. And we're going to be limiting this to the district of Eshanzeni. All of our municipalities, except Umjindi and Tabachwewu, I think most of their Section 57 managers are filled, with the Eshanzeni district leading the pack with all of their managers filled at 100%, including Bushbuck Ridge. Well, we've given a slide with regard to how we're doing with regard to the gender split as well there. So most of our municipalities have signed performance agreements with their municipal Section 57 managers. So that matter has been taken care of. With regard to the functionality of ward committees, I think we're doing fairly well there with the municipalities in question, except Mbombela, where we're not doing very well. Over the last week, I've seen them advertising, make a program to re-establish ward committees. So I guess that in the next meeting, that matter would change. With regard to training, there's a bit of capacity being developed on different training interventions, looking at politicians and officials in the different municipalities. The ELDP, I think, is Executive Leadership Development Program. There's people who have been earmarked and trained to undergo that particular intervention. And our counselors also are being trained with respect to supply chain management policies and the MFMA. The next slide would look at the extent of municipalities being dependent on grant and how they are taking up the grant with regard to systems improvement. We'll take you through the audit outcomes and the state of debt in our different municipalities. On grant dependency, if you were to take Mbombela, because I think we won't speak to the district as such, because the district in itself, given the fact that we passed a law to take away the regional services levy, and that they are not levying municipal rates as it is, so they would be grant dependent. The situation in Mbombela is a bit tricky, and we've given you 2 years to compare. In 2007-2008, they received, their actual revenue was on revenue collected, which it was 51% of total revenue collected. However, in the next year, their own revenue has gone down to about 45%, meaning that in 2008-2009, that municipality was heavily grant-reliant. In Nkomazi, for an example, in the first year, they only collected 22% of own revenue. They relied on the state for survival, and that trend has continued even in the next year. Now, I know that members of the committee said they did visit Nkomazi. Am I right, Honorable Chairperson?
Yeah.
So they would have seen the conditions of our people there, and, you know, so much poverty, unemployment statistics are quite frightening. So that explains, I would imagine, why we're not collecting so much there. There are no factories for revenue generation. They are not as lucky as Mbombela would be there. So that municipality is grant reliant. Government has got a, and I want to speak to the Municipal System Improvement Grant, has isolated conditional grants for different areas of intervention. So one of them is the Municipal System Improvement Grant of about 735 to look at different improvement, improving different systems in municipalities. There's an allocation for municipalities in this case. Hlazeni district, you know, has 735,000, but they've only expended 76,000. Mbombela has 1.3 and only has actually expended about 5% of the allocation. And Nkomazi has not taken up this particular grant. So that's a cause for concern there. On the next slide, it's the history, a three-year history of how we've been doing with regard to looking at the finances of the public coffers, as it were. The situation is quite pleasing. It's quite pleasing from where we stand, but the committee would know that we are aiming for a clean audit. The minister launched last year, and equally in the province last year, I launched the clean audit, Operation Clean Audit 2014. We're hoping that through the intervention I will explain later on, that they will continue to drive for unqualified audits in all of the municipalities that are qualified. Outstanding debt, Bombela has about 354 million outstanding debt as of December of last year, and Tabachu 180 million. Now, when we dissect this debt, and which we have not done here, but we did an exercise earlier on at the level of the executive to see where the majority of the debt comes from. Indeed, it comes from household, but also from the private sector. But there's also a big chunk of government debt, different sector departments owing municipalities for all sorts of services. If we had time, we would have broken down this debt to the extent that we can be able to characterize where the majority of the debt comes from. But indeed, the municipalities are being bled by government itself in certain instances. Our next slide will speak to issues of IDP, of planning in general, of LED, municipal infrastructure grant, and free basic services, and the backlog per municipality. I actually want to start with the integrated development planning service. If you can go to that slide. Currently, we are in the IDP review session. All of our municipalities are engaged in that process, where they're consulting communities with regard to future developmental plans of their various municipalities. Nkomazi has already tabled its own on the 24th of May. Mbombela would complete its cycle and table to council on the 8th of June, and the district on the 30th of June. What we've been battling with at the provincial level was that because what has been coming out, and this has come out clearly from the report of the ministerial task team, was that as government we've been planning in silos. Sector department go into a municipal environment, promises particular services, and politicians become excited, they go to wards, they announce those commitments by sector department, only to find that later on the sector department does not live to its particular commitment, and that causes grief. So there's not been a proper integrated planning between municipalities and ourselves at the province and national sector department. Through the new configured COCTA, our approach is that we've got to lead integrated planning horizontally and vertically. So once all of the municipal council are able to pass their draft budget, we will then come in both as province and national, have a district-wide consultation forum on IDPs, because we've just concluded our own annual performance plans for the province 2 weeks ago. We are hoping that end of the World Cup, all municipalities would have finished their consultation. Then we will jointly plan together and sign off all the IDPs and budgets in that particular way. We can go back to the LED slides. Now, our status on the LED in the municipality in the district is as follows. We do have a fully functional LED directorate right from the district and into those two municipalities. At the provincial level, we've now, the Department of Economic Development and Tourism have now employed a chief director responsible for LED. Also in our department, we have now filled that position, so we'll be supporting municipalities with this particular area of work. For us, it's an important area of work, as we would present later on. But for now, we are saying we do have EDD strategies adopted, except for Nkomazi. They are currently reviewing, and we have people who will see to it that the strategy is pursued. Our next slide speak briefly on how we're spending on MIG. You will recognize that our major weakness is in Nkomazi, for an example. We spend about 77% of our allocation. Our allocation was 60 million. We spend 77% of those of that money. And Mbombela has actually spent 28% of its allocation. Sorry, the allocation to Nkomazi was 78 million. So we spent 77% of those, which is 60 million. In Mbombela, they were allocated 136 million. They've only spent 37 million, which accounts to 28%. Now, I don't know what is the explanation, but that's something we've got to come closer to it. But I suspect that it has to do in part with that they were busy with the 2010. Their focus was more on 2010. They were driving 2010-related infrastructure projects, much to the neglect of the other infrastructure, socio-economic infrastructure beyond 2010. And that's something we've got to speak to. It's very clear from where we stand right now, they will not be able to spend 98 million. So we've got to come back to that point as the province and see how they can be assisted, that at least we get make a representation to the national ministry for a rollover of that particular money. We've done that this year when many of our municipalities experienced rollovers, and we successfully launched a representation to national ministry, and the monies were rolled over to the municipalities. Because the next slide speaks to our backlog in the province. So our inability to spend there is a challenge if you look at the backlogs, and it's not acceptable that we are not able to spend the money allocated given the backlogs. For an example, we gave you a backlog on water, sanitation, electricity, and refuse removal. You can see the figures, they are quite high. Take, for an example, sanitation in Mbombela, almost 52%. We are 52% of targets, and Nkomazi, 53%. We've got a backlog of 53% with regard to sanitation, and with regard to electricity in Nkomazi, 53%, and in Mbombela, 27%. So we are saying it is totally unacceptable that given this backlog, we are unable to spend. On water, and I'm going to try to explain this particular percentage on backlog. It does not mean, for example, we're giving you statistics that says in Mbombela, our backlog is almost 6%. If you read that thing as it is, it means that we have connected, it could mean, for an example, that almost about 94% of our people have access to water. It may be misleading given your experience on the ground. But what Water Affairs explain this thing, they say, no, it does not mean that people have got access to water. It means our infrastructure, it speaks to infrastructure, that our backlog of infrastructure is so high that we actually have about 6% backlog, which is explainable, which is true. That I know, and I could live to that. And in Nkomazi, we've got about a backlog of 7%. But whether or not people have water, and that's something else, I think that can be spoken to. With all of these things, what are we doing going forward, Honorable Chair and members of the committee? As you would know, the Cabinet adopted a national turnaround strategy last year. We then convened our own local government summit in February at the behest of the Honorable Premier of the province, he did allude to this matter that he will convene a provincial local government summit to look at how we're going to turn municipalities. That summit has taken place. We have now developed a whole range of interventions. One of the things that we agreed was that each municipality, because it is confronted by each by a different set of circumstances, so each municipality, given the provincial framework, turnaround framework, they must now develop their own municipal turnaround strategy. That process has unfolded. A lot of consultation has happened on the ground. As we speak right now, we are happy to report to you that each of our 18 municipalities, including the districts, have got a municipal turnaround strategy. And these strategies are informed by our government's own 10-point plan. And that we are now informed that all of the strategies of the different municipalities have been escalated to councils, and they were adopted by different councils. Our main area of focus in the turnaround strategy is to address those areas. Remember earlier on that we reported about governance issues, financial management issues, service delivery and infrastructure, issues of public participation and community development, including LED planning and spatial development. Now, our local government 10-point plan, for your reference, it addresses those 10 key critical issues. Important is the improvement of quantity and quality of municipal basic services in a whole range of areas there. But also, more importantly, enhancing municipal contribution to job creation and sustainable livelihood through local economic development, ensuring the development and adoption of reliable and credible IDPs, which must include sector plans, looking at water master plans, among others, special frameworks and so forth and so on. Even more important is to look at issues of deepening democracy at local level. National Ministry is looking at refining the ward committee model, and will ensure that ward committees are functional. We'll build and strengthen the administrative, institutional, and financial capabilities of municipalities, and that COCTA will remain a single window of coordination for support, monitoring, and intervention in municipalities. We'll continue to uproot fraud, corruption, and nepotism in all forms of maladministration affecting local government and the rest of the other issues there. With regard to institutional arrangement, during the local government summit, we allocated responsibilities clearly defined and agreed upon between municipalities and relevant sector departments to ensure a smooth implementation of our plans. There will be regular reports to be submitted in our IGR structures and cabinet. We thought, because there was a particular interest from the committee on Ngomazi, so we thought, let's flag with you what support is on the ground with regard to Ngomazi. In July of 2009, we spent 776,000 to drill and rehabilitate boreholes in Ngomazi and Imjindi municipalities. We're looking at the matter the chair has flagged on. Buying new electrical pumps to ensure that the water matters are addressed. So we're looking at those villages there, Shianolungo, Kwamashaini, at Louisville 1 and Louisville 2. We're fixing the pump there. With regard to cholera interventions, we've bought in that area about 300 JoJo tanks, gave them to various strategic families for rainwater harvesting, but also through Dwa, they gave us 20 additional boreholes. They bought us a packaging plant, two at Louisville and one at Ndunda Squashana, to address that matter. But there's also another packaging plant that will be installed at Block B, Honorable Chairperson, with that 2 megaliter capacity. With regard to human settlement issues, we drew statistics presentation that was made by Human Settlement in their annual performance plan over the MTF period, looking at village by village, what our contribution would be with regard to the various subsidy schemes applicable in that particular department. So both slide 1 and slide 2 will talk to the contribution of human settlement. This year, 2010-2011 financial year, in that municipality in Nkomazi, 800 units would be on the ground, with everything being equal. In the next financial year, 700 units would be equal, and these are different types of interventions, looking at PHP, among others. So that, for now, conclude our work and our support to the district and the district to the municipality of Nkomazi. If the committee allows, I'll just briefly take about 2-3 minutes on the state of readiness of the 2010, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much. We've been looking at those things. This thing is not so well, but we've been using this metrics to track our progress there. The shadowed, what you call the indicates, it should be green actually. Yeah, it is green. It means that we're doing very well. We've met all of our targets on all of those conditionalities of FIFA, except number 4, which was training venues and sub-project, and this we can explain. We're hosting Chile, and in hosting Chile, we've given them, allocated them a site, negotiated with the partner, a particular private sector facility, the hotel. Next to the hotel, there's space, I think, for practice. Now, that area did not have sufficient lighting. So this matter speaks to that. They came back to us, they said they needed more lighting. So we've now are busy putting sufficient lighting in that venue, including another venue not so far from the Mbombela Stadium in the township. We're upgrading the facility in the township. So what that slide speaks to, I think next week, it will be all green. So we can safely say to the committee, it's all systems goals. In the recent 2 weeks, we've hosted about 2 test runs, a highly successful event in the stadia there. We hosted Bafana Bafana versus Thailand 2 weeks ago. Last weekend, we hosted the Premier's International Cup. So at least we can say that as a province, we up and running. We're busy finalizing, the small things like the city beautification, among others. But we think that it is all systems goals with regard to 2010. We have tested our disaster management and in general our provincial joint operation center. As a result of those 2 test runs. The last slide is on the way forward. As a province, to support all the municipalities, we would be establishing a rapid response unit at the provincial level and district level. This is aimed at creating additional support to the province and the provincial department of COCTA, wherein we will mobilize support for the municipality and demobilize after successful intervention. For an example, we know that there are about 10 municipalities which must receive our support for the financial turnaround strategy. because it is a capacity we don't have in the office. So it's a capacity that will be located in this rapid response unit. It will be like a support office, PMU or PMO type support. So we'll look at issues of hands-on support for planning, for infrastructure, for risk and stakeholder management, and technical support. I've spoken to Mbombela and Nkomazi, being the recipient among others of the 10 that will receive the provincial financial turnaround intervention. We'll be working with the provincial treasury there to look at all issues related to asset management, supply chain management issues, financial system, debt collection, and revenue enhancement. Also last year, we convened, before the local government turnaround strategy, we convened a water summit in the province. There are concrete suggestions on how we should address bottlenecks and challenges of lack of water and issues of water security and infrastructure in the province. The current quick wins with regard to drilling and equipping boreholes was as a result of that intervention of the water summit. And we'll support rural economic development through bankable LED projects, and we'll resuscitate the industrial parks where, because it's an infrastructure that is there in the province, it has now been resuscitated to ensure that at least we can get cooperatives going, but also SMMEs that can use that particular infrastructure for stimulating local economic development. Chair, at this point, that will be our submission and our brief report to the committee. And once more, thank you very much for inviting us to the meeting.
Honourable members, I'd like to thank on your behalf, maybe the MEC and the interest to respond and come and brief us. But nevertheless, procedurally, we normally ask questions after any presentation. But I'd like to, before I give you an opportunity to ask any question, to indicate to you that it's about 11 now. I'll be very much grateful if we can steal about 15 minutes, because we are still waiting for the Department from Human Settlement to come and give us two briefings. We have allocated to them only 2 hours. Let's open for questions now. Questions and clarifications and comments. Okay, fine. I'll start from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Honorable Jacobs.
Yeah, thanks, Chair, and let me thank the MEC for the presentation that he has made to us. I've got some few questions, but they will not be focused on the presentation. They will be focused on what we saw during our oversight visit. The thing that was of necessity was the water shortage. Wherever we went, people were complaining about water. In some instances, they said pipes were there, but when they opened the tap, there was no water. So I don't know how you are addressing that issue. Because I even said Mpumalanga is green on vegetation, so it means it has got a lot of water. And now how do we preserve that water into dams so that water should be accessible to people? So I think that's another issue. The second one, it was issue of electricity. Complain about electricity, and there was also this issue of Izinyoka. People stealing electricity. What do you do to get that? The other one is the provision of roads. The roads were not graded. There was no access for people to main roads. And I think we need also to attend to that. And I was also concerned. I don't know what is that village, which is far away from town. And the first thing that people, when we ask them what is their priority, they said to us, "You see for yourself. You don't even have to ask us. It is the road that connects them with town." So I even raised that with the minister. It was of concern to us that we need to make something, because they said when it's raining, teachers cannot even go to school. The other issue of concern, it was the relationship between the Amakhosi and municipality. I think there is no forum, because there was this complaint to say Amakhosi will just allocate sites to people, and after that people will request for service. And that service, it is not in the IDP. So I think if we have a relationship with the Amakhosi, we'll be able to avoid that. Thank you.
Colleagues, sir, I wanted you to appeal to other members, maybe if we can have at least three questions, because two, so that we can be able to catch time. Please. That village which the member was talking about, it was Embagin. You know Embagin. When it's raining, a crisis, they can't go to town at all, 100%.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, Honorable MEC, for the presentation made to us. And I would like to concentrate on page 9, on slide 17, local government 10-point plan, the very first one of improving quantity and quality of municipal basic services. And according to my understanding and perception, is that municipal wards are on the ground, and they are that's where things happen concerning service delivery. And we have ward committees. I heard you saying that to ensure functional ward committees. So what I'd like to know is that, do we have any mechanism set up to train or workshop whatever the ward committees, because an informed leader is an effective leader, and therefore if our committees are being trained, they will show a better better municipalities, because they work hand in hand with ward councillors. Because if ward committees are not workshopped or trained so that they know precisely what is expected of them in assisting the ward committee, then the face of that ward or the whole municipality is not going to be what the government expects. Moreover, when you find that there's a problem of rivalry on becoming ward councillors. That's just my question. Just that one.
Mangthemba? Okay, I've noted you, Hosh.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also thank the MEC for the informative presentation that he has just presented to us. Mine is on page 3, slide number 6, on the agenda. I see it's only Umzindi that is like gender balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my question, MEC, is do we in all the municipalities, do we have the gender unit or the gender focal point in all our municipalities, and if it is, at what level is the person who's heading that unit, whether it's director, chief director, at what level?
and is the unit fully fledged? And are there any programs in those units on women, empower women, youth, people with disability empowerment? And then I would also like to say we thank you for the findings after the testing was put in place. And how far is the process to correct all the, what was found? And then on page 5, slide number 10, Nkomazi, you mentioned that Nkomazi didn't take their grant. When will they do so? And I would also like to say, when we were in Nkomazi, when we went to the site where we saw Izinyoga, I phoned Eskom. And Eskom said they've got a list of villages where they put electricity. They don't just, they said the municipality has got a list of villages. And but the councillor didn't have the information. So it showed that information is there, but people responsible, they don't have that information on hand. You see? So I think it's important that our municipalities, they do share information to the people who are responsible in those areas, so that the community at large can be able to have information and await for their turn to come for service delivery. And on the quality of the electricity, the wires are too low. I think that's why they are able to steal the cables. I did also mention that to Mr. Makwana of Eskom. I said to him, he must send the team to go and really look there, and they must put the quality electricity where we live in the rural areas. Because if you compare that the quality with the quality of electricity in town, it's not the same. So, but I have raised, because as this committee, we are also members of the Committee on Public Enterprise. That's why we attend to the chairperson.
Thanks, Zulu.
Thank you, chairperson. Thank you. No. One is very few things, a comment that we are on track to sometimes minimize my problem with our province. It's my appeal to Kuesho Diak or Ngezi. So I went to Esumtwad. There's a relationship between Amakos and municipality. It's you, Maslow, to promote that thing. I know that constitutionally, of course, it's nothing to do with these local structures, but according to when maybe keeping the open the monitoring that there's on the service way. But through your presentation, I'm convinced that with your on track, and then you provide the training, long as against a corner a chain management in the area, but there's no way to do away with the industry. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Yes, Honorable MEC, you mentioned about on page of slide 2, the financial management, that there is undermining in the department, and you as head of the department, I want to know what measures do you have in place to see that there is no undermining, and who is the people or person or who's undermining the system? So I think that is the problem we've had all over South Africa, and I would like to know what do you going to do to avoid these types of things that happen in your department. And then also in Nkomazi, the infrastructure, That is really a problem the people have there, because if you see, there's no proper planning in these villages. The people sell, or the Kosi or traditional leaders sell land to the people, and then they just build. And now they demand from your department infrastructure. And now it's very difficult to put infrastructure because houses built all over the village. So I want to know, what are you going to do to have proper structures there so that you can have a proper infrastructure at the end of the day and have a good service delivering in that area? And then if you are looking into 2010, the soccer now, all I want to know there is, what was the total cost for the province to build the stadiums and to have all these things in place? That must be a lot of money, and I just want to know what is the amount. Thank you.
Sorry, before I open to other members to add, please don't request us to stick on our line function.
Can I be a sampler?
No.
Sorry.
Can I
next
it?
One.
No, just
make an example. Okay. Let me allow Fabi to make an example. I'll come back to you, Mr. Mlenza. May you switch off your mic?
I just want to make an example by asking whether if the district or any municipality in the province has been accredited to build houses.
Loud, please.
Whether if there is any municipality that has been accredited to build houses, maybe to add on, has there been capacity as well built to ensure that those municipalities are able to deliver?
Honorable Lenzane.
Let me start your third question. What can I add that approach? Let me start by proposing the approach here, that we do not in this meeting demand that we get all these answers, because unfortunately for this team, they were not part of our visit, wherein then they would have seen the things that we saw, and they may have to go back, dig out some information, and then come back with that information. Hence then, also to assist time, I would say it would have been better if we were saying they just note and go back. Also, Chairperson, to note further, assisting the very same thing is that I could pick up that we are more generic in approach, and that may confuse them. For instance, Chairperson, when you are talking on relations between the municipality and traditional leaders, I wouldn't want a situation, Chairperson, we allow them to go back home with a mindset which says in that district municipality there are sour relations. Because if you go to Nkomazi, for instance, we were at Block B, the champion there, even of convening the meeting, was the traditional leader, you will remember. But if you go to the other municipality in Mbombela, which is Mpakeni, it's where you would find that the relations are sound. So I'm saying, Chair, maybe we don't have also to be generic, so as to assist them to respond more properly and to be spot on. On the question of capacity to spend, Chairperson, I want to throw this to the department. It's good that the Honorable MEC is here to wear the team. That it's all about monitoring, Honorable MEC. Of course, capacity, as Honorable Dow is saying. The wide gap, Chairperson, between the public representatives and the community in both municipalities that we visited, it is there. And it talks to also the mayor and the coordination function of the district municipality in terms of enhancing interaction between councillors and the community. So, the question of service delivery generally in both municipalities is there. But one other thing which we need to raise, maybe the MEC can assist Chairperson. I see the slide there which shows us some kind of backlog. But I would argue that in Komazi, for instance, Chairperson, particularly that block B, where you have Mozambique this side, Swaziland this side, and you could pick up that you cannot differentiate between a Swazi inhabitant, a Mozambican inhabitant, and a South African inhabitant in the same meeting, where the very same traditional leaders would, you know, nicotinously come to the chairperson and say, even myself, I don't have the ID. And you begin to say, here is the backlog. So I'm saying it's a challenge which may not necessarily be handled by the municipality. It means at a provincial level that something gets happened. I just wanted to raise those issues, Chair. But I want to harp on the question of the embargo situation. Because there, if you remember, Chairperson, this is what I was raising to Honorable Gwent yesterday, that let's begin to declassify or reclassify this role. Because we cannot continue having the situation where a road will be, you know, allowed to dilapidate to the extent that the dongas, just because people are fighting over whose responsibility is that particular road. Is it a provincial road or a local municipality road and so on? Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honourable members, I think I've gave you an ample time to try and some of the questions now. Before I open for them to respond, maybe I'll comment one or two. I'll do as Honourable Dawu have done, so that we allow ourselves maybe to get to the Hermann settlement to come and give us the briefing. MEC and the mayor, maybe from my side, because I'm covered by the rest of what they have raised, but also to put an emphasis on some of the findings, because Mama Temba raised the issue of emphasis about the findings, that maybe if you can highlight for us what have we done. Maybe in the next future, we must be in the position maybe to assist us that which are those companies which failed to finish the structures. Because you know what is happening most of the time. There is I will make an example of what I saw in the Palace in one of the... Papi, are you still in the meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I know when you sit next to Inkosi, you are doing like that. just an example. One of the constructors, which is Iziki Construction, the very same people are the people who are victims. The very same people, they have won the tender, and it's them who failed to... They were giving up a draft approximately 500 houses. They built at least 100 and something. At the end, they were among the people who were leading by matching that the government doesn't deliver. So that is an example. So if you can, maybe next time, not now, give us breakdowns of those people who are doing it, so that you can also give us indication what steps have been taken against similar culprits, because these are the people who are giving a wrong and a totally negative picture about the very same delivery which we are expecting from you. Nevertheless, I'll give you maybe to respond to some of these things.
Thanks, Chair. I'm going to ask the Honourable Representative Mayor and the Deputy to first respond, and then we can come in and technical can top up our responses.
Chairperson, Thank you. I think I have to start with the generally, so the issue of the relationship between the municipalities, specifically councillors with traditional leaders. Chairperson, the chief of Mpakeni, Inkosi S.A. Inkosi, is the chairperson of the local house of traditional leaders at Ehlanzeni District Municipality. We are waiting for the MEC to proclaim their existence. They are in our IDP and budget, and as we are moving to our new offices, there is an office allocated to them. And they've been attending our IDP consultative meetings since we started. Most of the traditional leaders have been attending the IDP consultative meetings at Ehlanzeni District Municipality. And we have been, in many cases, talking about this issue of land allocation with them. Summarily, Chairperson, there is a very good and healthy relationship between us and the traditional leaders.
Just to interrupt you, so that you can give us direction. You are right about that thing, but the thing which we have learned ourselves from the very same people you are talking about, there was a crisis of land. They said that they wanted a playground, and they had an argument. He said, you mustn't say that it's me that people, they want land. There were some discussions, and then he said, other people said, give them your plot. Others said, give them your plot. There was an argument, strongly, yes, you can have the relationship, but I mean, you must try and engage them more, because the issue is that they have acknowledged that there is a lack of lot of things in that particular area in Bangin, but they don't want to give land for you to develop it. Then you can continue. Okay, let's give them a chance to continue. We'll come later. You want to say something?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Chair President. Maybe it's because you did not respond to my appeal. I'm worried, Chair President, about this kind of a response, because honestly, it's not informed. I want to repeat, Chair President. We are now going to cross over issue. Why not allow them? We can even arm them. Masibonge can prepare that document. Give them, so that when they respond, they go to the detail. Because now, when she responds, I would be tempted to say no, because I know what obtained, and she was not there. So that's why I'm honestly appealing, Chair President. It is not that we don't want them to respond, but please, not today.
Okay,
please.
Thanks. They mustn't respond today to all questions which we have asked. Okay, wait a bit. Let's hear from the other members. Mama.
I'm seconding that idea.
That we package all the questions.
Yes. And they will get the documents, and then they will respond to what's in the document.
Because right now, we want to address the situation the other night. Because the mayor or the MEC will do maybe positive things for us. We have witnessed negative things.
Colleagues, honorable members, that is the feeling of the members. Therefore, I'll propose a way forward. And our way forward is that maybe we request you that you note most of the questions, maybe in the later stage, you send it to us so that we can be in a position to digest some of the things which we have raised. Okay, before that, Honorable Tau.
No, thanks, Chair. It's a pity that I don't have the benefit of the oversight exercise. Therefore, the inability to speak to the issues. Maybe that is exactly what we should have done at first, to have compiled the report noting our own, all our observations, and then give it to them so that in this meeting they would have then been able to speak to those issues that we would have raised. Therefore, it would mean that we would need another session because, you see, getting a response, you can't speak to the paper. And I would suggest that maybe we agree on a time frame. It's a pity now with the June month already out, July also, almost half of July already out. We're talking of now probably around August, where we would rather have to agree on a joint program on how then do we address all those kind of issues. Because you see, some of the things, without having had the benefit of being there, my interest as a member of the select committee, I would, for instance, want to know, the MEC raises a very important issue, sector departments, the role of sector departments in terms of decapacitating the municipality to be able to address some of the problems that they have when it comes to issues of revenue collection. Secondly, we are dealing with public works. I would have loved to know what is the level of public works involvement in the municipality, in assisting the municipality in fighting poverty, creating employment, rural development, and so forth. I would have loved to know the issues of transport. What is the role of the National Department of Transport in assisting the municipality in improving the road infrastructure that you have? Whether it be true, because the department tells us about ring-fenced allocations that are going to municipalities. I would want to know whether if the municipality has been given the necessary support as presented to us by the Department of Transport. Human settlement as well. That is why I asked a specific question, whether if the municipality has been capacitated, whether if some municipalities have been accredited to build or construct or to be agents of housing construction or whatever the Department of Human Settlement is doing. Therefore, within the framework and mandate of the committee, we are then also not being critical only to the municipality, but to give the necessary support that the municipality would need. It is in that context, Chair, that I would agree with the suggestion, but that suggestion should not only stop there, but it should say, in your response or identification of issues, look at those things so that when in future then we look at a possibility of a joint program that will then give us also leeway or create an environment where in which we can work closely with the municipality in assisting it to further advance and implement the programs that they have identified. Thanks.
Okay, honourable members, what I'll request from you now, I'll give the ruling the way forward, that we accept the proposal from the members that not to take questions now, but you note some of the things which we raised during the interaction, in particular the questions. And then, as Honorable Dow indicated about that, we're very close to June and July and August. In the due course, maybe to make a follow-up with you, that maybe we visit you or also we request you to come back to finalize our meeting. It means that our meeting is not yet finalized. But by saying that, last thing, I won't open for you to ask any more members, but to give a ruling out, is that please take us serious. Take us very, very serious. In terms of our aligned function, as I indicated, sometimes the department, we chase them away. And secondly, you indicated strongly about the issue of the, we are fully aware that sometimes we're facing problems with the budget and that we are the ones here who are supposed to assist you to overcome those problems. But we need to be informed first in order to assist you. If you're quiet and everything nice, nice, everything will be nice, nice and cool. And as I indicated, members, we're still having a challenge that outside there is a department waiting for us maybe to give them an opportunity to give us some of their
inside.
They are ready inside. Yes. No, ma, I will suppress everybody now. Without any waste of time, I'd like to thank you. With that, your time will inform you when to interact again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Let the department come front and we have maybe 5 minutes break. 5 minutes break to stretch and come back.
Hi. Copy me the presentation, please. Copy me the presentation, electronic.
Okay.